Come bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Who stand by night.
Who stand by night.
In the house of the Lord.
In the house of the Lord.
Lift up your head.
Lift up your head.
In the holy place.
Holy place.
And bless the Lord.
And bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord.
Come bless the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord.
All ye servants of the Lord.
Who stand by night.
Who stand by night.
In the house of the Lord. Seats.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
All right, we're gathered in the tabernacle on the Sabbath day.
Thank you, Lord.
Here at Kennedy's, we've been listening to the foolishness which the all wise God have chosen to save them that believe. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Hallelujah. We give thanks to God always for you. For you all making mention of you in our prayers.
Amen.
Remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love. And patience of hope.
Yes, Lord.
In our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father.
Amen.
Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God.
Amen.
For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power, and in the Holy Ghost,
hallelujah,
and in much assurance,
yes, God.
And you know what manner of men we were,
hallelujah,
among you for your sake.
Amen.
Yes. And ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction,
right,
with joy of the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
So that ye were examples to all that believed in Macedonia,
yes,
and Achaia.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith,
glory,
to Godward,
yeah,
is spread abroad,
glory,
so that we need not to speak anything.
Amen.
For they themselves show of us what manner of entering in we had unto you, and how you turned to God from idols,
yes, Lord,
to serve the living,
yes, Lord,
and the true God.
Hallelujah.
And to wait,
yes,
for his Son from heaven,
hallelujah,
whom he raised from the dead,
yes, Lord,
even Jesus,
even
which delivered us from the wrath to come.
Amen.
For what is our hope? Or joy?
Hallelujah.
Or crown of rejoicing?
My Lord.
Are not even ye in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Oh, yes, Lord.
At his coming?
Yes, hallelujah.
Ye are glory and joy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Night and day praying exceedingly that we, yes, might see your face and might perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
Now God himself and our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way unto you.
Amen.
The Lord make you to increase and abound in love.
Hallelujah.
One toward another.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
and toward all men.
Amen.
Glory.
Even as we do toward you.
Glory.
To the end, he may establish your hearts unblameable in holiness.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Before God, even our Father, at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
with all his saints.
Hallelujah.
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 But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not.
Hallelujah.
Even as others which have no hope.
Glory.
For we believe that Jesus died and rose again.
Glory.
Even so them also which sleep in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Shall God bring with him.
Yes.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain should be caught up together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. So should we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Right.
And we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders.
Hallelujah.
With all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned, believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. Finally, brethren, pray for us. That the
word of God
may have free course and be glorified even as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for all men have not faith. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you.
Hallelujah. Yes, he is.
And keep you from evil.
Yes, he is.
And we have confidence in the Lord touching you.
Hallelujah.
That ye both do and will do the things which we command you. And the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. That Christ Jesus come into the world to save sinners.
Yes, Lord.
Of whom I am chief.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So we stand on the word of God.
Amen.
We stand fast in the patient waiting.
Yes.
What are y'all doing down there in Canada?
Yes.
Waiting on Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Waiting on the Lord to be revealed from heaven.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right, we're waiting on Jesus. Serving the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is our vocation and our calling.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It's an holy calling.
Yes.
Not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes, which which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. He is good. His mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he has redeemed from the enemy. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory. And we're gathered in his name. Is that all right, brother?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Are y'all going to get glad about that? Oh, Pastor, we're tired, man. We've been sitting here since 9 o'clock.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Heard somebody say, I don't feel no ways.
All right. All right.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. We've come too far, Brother Ron.
Hallelujah.
Yes, closer to the end than to go back. Already we put our hand to the plow. We can't look back. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Don't none go with me. Still all follow. Hallelujah. I'll go with him. With him. All the way. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Waiting on Jesus. He that shall come will come and will not tarry.
Amen.
Now there's an admonition about that. Just be not weary in well doing.
Hallelujah.
Hmm? You know, we have an adversary and he's trying to wear out your patience. He's trying to wear out our patience. He's given to do that. His job is to try to wear out the patience of the saint. He'll never get it done. Hallelujah. He'll never get it done. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For in your patience, you're going to possess your soul. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what comes before the patience. Tribulation. Hallelujah. Tribulation. All right. I guess I have to stop for a minute. Help me, Jesus. Tribulation worketh patience.
Yes.
Some of y'all have a headache or something. Why are y'all looking like this? Huh? Tribulation worketh patience. Huh? And patience experience. And experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Hallelujah! See not,
amen.
Then do we with the
patience.
Oh God, wait for it. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Yeah. The steward said, be patient with me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, you know, the husbandman, he has great patience. Huh? Long patience.
Yeah.
Huh? And he's waiting,
waiting
for the precious fruit of the earth. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. I believe he's going to come and harvest. Is that all right? Come, Lord Jesus. Even so, come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Oh.
All right. All right, so we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Let me find my other scripture.
Go ahead.
Just for a little while.
Go ahead. Yes, Lord.
And now behold, I go bound in the spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things which shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth. in every city.
Yes, Lord.
Saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me.
No.
Neither count I my life dear unto myself. Neither count I my life dear unto myself so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Hallelujah. Now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I've gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day that I'm pure from the blood of all men.
Amen.
For I've not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood.
Hallelujah.
For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own self shall men arise, speaking perverse things to draw away disciples after themselves. Therefore watch and remember. By the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace.
Hallelujah.
Which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sanctified. Alright. Neither can they prove the things which they now accuse me, but I confess, this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow. That there should be a resurrection of the dead.
Hallelujah.
Both of the just and the unjust. Hallelujah. And herein do I exercise myself to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. Hallelujah. Except it be for this one voice that I cried standing among them.
Hallelujah.
Touching the resurrection of the dead.
Yes, God.
Am I called in question by you this day?
Hallelujah.
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 Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes,
he that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live again. He that believeth on me and liveth shall never die.
Hallelujah.
You believe that?
Yes.
You believe that?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Y'all had some of that living water.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing power? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Well, the resurrection is the coming of Jesus.
Amen.
For the day will come when all that are in the grave shall hear his voice and come forth. Hallelujah. All that are in the grave. Yes. Yes, that is the resurrection, the coming of Jesus. Amen, amen. You believe in the resurrection?
All right.
Thank you, Lord.
That same spirit which raised Christ from the dead.
Oh, yeah.
Does he dwell in you?
Hallelujah.
He will quicken your mortal body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And since we have the Spirit, saints, we can mortify the deeds of the flesh. Because flesh is not willing. Hallelujah. It's weak. But the Spirit is willing. Hallelujah. And we can do all things through Him who strengtheneth us. Hallelujah. Yeah, we can love one another. Praise the Lord. We can forgive one another. Hallelujah. We can serve one another by love. Hallelujah. We can wait patiently for Jesus. Waiting on Jesus. Huh? Yes, we are striving to enter in at the straight gate. We are pressing toward the mark for the prize of our calling of God which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Laying aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. We could ask God for patience, huh? I don't hear too many folk asking for it. But we must have it. Yeah, get to the end of this, we must have patience. Huh? We might say, well, it comes by tribulation, don't want none. That's how we get to the kingdom. We must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom. Hallelujah. All right, is there joy in tribulation? Paul found some. We get in the right one, there's some joy. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. I'll see if I can find it. Ain't God good?
Yes,
I'd just like to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance.
Thank you, Lord.
All right? And I'd like to say that all the overcomers from Oklahoma are now, by grace, here in Kennedy's. Hallelujah. There's still just a few of us, so we're still in the criteria of the righteous. You know of the few that find the way that lead unto life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One song said the way of the cross leads home. And it's sweet to know as we onward go. The way of the cross leads home. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Jesus. All said, I'm exceeding joyful in all my tribulation.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Also, we glory in tribulation.
Amen.
Huh?
Hallelujah.
Why? Because there's great joy in great tribulation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Glory.
Or tribulation is something that you go through. That's why we sing the song, I'm going through. I'm going through. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Glory.
All right. You know, that's the way all the patriarchs came, by tribulation. Paul had tribulation. Peter, James, and John had tribulation. All the righteous have tribulation. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Exceeding joyful. I like that. Brother James had counted all joy. When you fall into divers temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh
patience.
Let patience have her perfect work, that we may be perfect. And in time, wanting nothing. Are you liking?
Yes,
Let patience have her perfect work.
Come on.
Glory.
Glory.
Let patience have her perfect work. Now we are to wait patiently. That's different than just waiting. You know. Yeah. Waiting patiently means you wait in hope. Yeah, believing. That's patient waiting.
Right.
You can wait and waver, you can wait in doubt, you can wait and see. That's not patient waiting.
Come on.
Huh? Patient waiting is because it's coming. And I'm gonna wait for it. I'm gonna be here when it comes. That's patient waiting. Hallelujah. Because that's what the all-wise God chose, to work out what needs to be worked out in us.
Amen.
It have to be worked out in patience. There's things that have to be acquired by tribulation. Things that have to be obtained by trial, by affliction. The captain of our salvation is made perfect through suffering. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So we too will be made perfect. Thank you, Lord. When we see him, brother, yeah, we'll be like him. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Thank you, Father.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 So we're all here, Pastor Rice. I guess we can fold our arms and rest on our laurels. We moved from Oklahoma, and now we're down in Kennedy's. And, you know, we got more folk down there, so we can hide a little bit better. We can put our hand on the rope and still not pull. Well, we've done it like that.
Yes, brother.
You know, I remember when we used to play tug of war, and you have some on this side and some on that side, but everybody with their hand on the rope wasn't pulling. Huh? Some laughing, some joking. Huh? Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But we're called to be workers together.
Together.
That's quite a word, isn't it? Together.
Together.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... quite the standard, isn't it? We do things, but together. I see. Well, we'll be caught up together. Yeah, we'll be caught up together. So we must dwell together.
Amen.
In unity. Huh?
Yeah.
Dwell together in unity. You know what's good and pleasant? Huh? Behold, how good and how pleasant. Don't you know how blessed you are to have someone to pray with? You know how blessed you are to have someone that believes Jesus is coming next to you? Don't you know how blessed you are? Hallelujah. To suffer affliction with the people of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I consider myself blessed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Because I want to hold fast the profession of my faith. So I like something to strengthen me.
Hallelujah.
You understand? I have enough opposition already. Hallelujah. I like to have someone in my corner.
Hallelujah.
You know, someone that can walk with me and me with them. But how can two walk together? Except they agree.
Amen.
So maybe that's why Paul said, I would that you all speak the same thing. That's another one of those high standards, isn't it? Together and speak the same thing. And have no divisions among you. Oh, Lord. Be perfectly joined together in the same mind. Huh? Some of us may not even agree that we should be here now. Our brother Sarah Dunn, we should go. Well, if you like to go, you can. That's not a problem with me.
All right.
Never is. But if you're going to stay, then act like you want to stay. Is that all right? Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we're workers together. Yeah, one body, one spirit, one hope. Even as we're called in one hope of our calling. There's one hope. Yeah, one blessed hope. There are other hopes, but they're vain. You understand? We may hope for a husband, vain. We may hope for a wife, definitely vain. Huh? We may hope for a new car, hope for material things. All these are vain. Hallelujah. There's a blessed hope. Huh? It's not a vain hope. It's a glorious hope. Huh? Come by way of a lively hope. Incorruptible and undefiled that fadeth not away. Hallelujah. It's reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. So we need to endeavor to do that.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Brother Dennis said he's going to focus on that word endeavor. That's a good word.
All right.
Endeavoring.
Endeavoring
to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
Endeavoring to look lively until Pastor Rice is done. Just a little while. Amen. I'm not doing this to be seen of men. I'm endeavoring to be faithful. It's required of stewards, of you and of me, to be found faithful. And if we're faithful in least, we heard it. Then we're faithful in much. If we're not faithful in the least, we wouldn't be faithful no matter what was given us. Huh? And if we're not faithful with that which is another man's, then huh? Why give you your own to be unfaithful with? Hmm? But faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Huh? He'll sanctify you wholly. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Rice, don't you know about all these spirits we have to battle? Don't you know about all the opposition we have? Within and without? Of course I know. Don't y'all see me here? I'm on the ground. Hallelujah. One from among you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I try to take advantages of the things God give me, though. You understand? Take unto you the whole armor of God. Neither murmur ye nor complain. We think it doesn't cost us when we go around murmuring and complaining. Huh? It exacts from you.
Come on.
Because what we are to do with all that's been given us is to give thanks.
Huh?
With a grateful heart in everything. And acknowledge God in all of our ways. We may deceive ourselves and think that we can, not measure up, not be faithful, and still reap the reward. That's not so.
Not so.
We have what it takes to prosper and to succeed.
Yes, Lord.
We have to apply ourselves.
Amen.
We have faith.
Yes.
So we can receive things God gives us, but we have to do it by faith. There's works that we must do that are righteous and acceptable to God. But we must do it by faith.
Amen.
And if we would be honest with ourselves, we would say, well, many things I don't do by faith.
Right.
I do leaning up on my ability.
Yeah.
I do leaning up on my experience or what I saw on YouTube. Huh? But the just shall live.
All right now. Yes, Lord.
Huh? The just shall live by faith. And without faith, you won't please God.
No.
Huh? You'll deceive yourself, but you won't please God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, the natural branches, they were cut off. And these wild branches, we were grafted in. They were cut off because of unbelief. We stand by faith, but we ought to be careful. If they were cut off because of unbelief, then, you know, being in natural branches, how much more are these wild branches? Yeah, we'll be cut off because of unbelief. It is the sin that does so easily beset us. And it shows up how we deal with one another. We don't believe it like that. Some of us don't believe how we deal with others have anything to do with our salvation. So, yeah. That's sad but true. That's sad but true. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We heard the preaching, didn't we?
Yes.
That we speak to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
And if your sins are forgiven, then brother Owen's sins.
That's right.
Huh? That means you have no right to hold anything against him. Because God forgave
him.
Oh, but that's not good enough for some of us. Huh? We're like Gehazi. We want to run and exact something, huh? If God forgave you, he forgave your brother. And if you receive his forgiveness for you, then you receive forgiveness he gave your brother.
Hallelujah.
Which is in the same body that you are. Jesus Christ being the head. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, Pastor, I hear you preaching, but I'm going to go do the same thing. I've seen that plenty. I've seen that plenty. We may be here and not here. You understand? We take opportunity to avoid one another. In this setting, we should make an effort to be with the saints. I mean, that's why we're here. We should make an effort to be part of this. Huh? I'm sure wherever we came from, we didn't come from there to stay in our houses all day, did we? Show up when we like to, and when we don't like to show up, don't show up. When we don't feel like showing up, don't show up. Huh? Is that why we're here? If we are, we're deceiving ourselves. Well, sometimes, Pastor, I don't feel like showing up. Well, I know that. I'm sure of that, brother. Sometimes we just rather not show ourselves, Pastor, you know. You know, our soul is cleaving the dust, and, you know, the heavens are brass, and we don't feel good, and the devil's on my trail. I know all that. Huh? Y'all don't think I know Brother Richard? Come on, saints. Let's get real in here. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, glory. Yeah, but let's gird up the loins of our minds. Hope to the end. Huh? With that grace that is to be brought to us, Brother Brown, at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My endeavor this evening is just to speak words of faith to edify the body, to glorify God.
Amen.
Maybe I can provoke you unto love,
love
and unto good works.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory.
Gloria.
Of course, one thing I observe is how we go through the dining hall line, the serving line as they call it. And we do it differently than when... and how we go about our task. When we go through the serving line, we don't care how much spaghetti Brother Harvey get. We're going to get ours. We don't care how many hot dogs Pastor Rice get. I'm going to get mine. We don't do like that by pulling the weeds, by washing the dishes, by showing up to clean the houses. We don't do it like that. Huh? Well, I'm going to get by. I don't think so. You could get some redemption. Hallelujah. But you won't get by.
Hallelujah.
You won't get by. Oh, it's a shame for us to come here and shirk our duties. I mean, it's our God-given responsibility and grace to be able to labor in this kingdom. Of course, we might feel like we're doing it unto man. And if we are, it's in vain. And if we are unwilling to do it, that's where we stand. This is to man. I've got to wash apples. Huh? Unto man. Well, that's no good. Huh? I got to prep and cook my meal. No good sense. What we need to do is do whatever we do unto the Lord. Then you will find some real joy in
it.
I told the saints, I said, man, I wish I could pull all that nut grass. Huh? But I'm not able to. I pull a lot of it, though. And what I pull, I did it unto the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I joy in my nut grass.
Hallelujah.
Huh?
Yes,
I get joy when I hold the weeds, brother.
Right.
How about you?
Yeah.
If not, you're not doing it right.
No.
I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth.
Right.
Hmm? When your chore is a chore, it's not unto the Lord.
No.
It's not. It'd be best if you didn't do it.
Amen.
And no condition's going to change that except the condition of your heart. Huh? We could put you in a pie factory. It wouldn't change it unless your heart changed. Huh? It's ridiculous that we come here and shirk our duties. Huh? We're in a place to give to God and we don't want to give it. You know, I'm sure if we had $1 million, we'd give it. Don't expect me to get up early and cook breakfast. Huh? Don't expect me to do that, hurt my back. I see.
My Lord.
I'm in trouble now.
That's all right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm in trouble now. I observe us, you know. When it's what we want to do.
Oh, yeah.
And it's with who we want to do it with. Glory. Yeah. What we want to do and who we want to do it with. Oh, yeah. I'm happy. Oh, praise the Lord. Hypocrite. Hypocrite.
Amen.
Hypocrite.
Yes.
That's not acceptable to God.
No.
You think it's service to God because you like to do it with him and it's what you want. That's a Cain offer. God don't even accept it.
No.
God don't even accept it.
Amen.
You might be pleased with it, so you have your reward. That's it. That's it. That's it. You get no reward from God.
Huh?
Thank
you, Lord.
Well, Pastor, can't you put me with some of the good saints? And none good before. That's God. And let me tell you about all the saints. They have the good man in them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. They are all perfect in Christ. Yeah, they stand blameless before the throne. You going to find some blame with them? I just wanted to say, you know, maybe some of you think you fooled me because you go about your tasks with joy. Well, I know why. Now I see how you finagle and do things to get out of this and get with that one and do that. Don't y'all know that's wicked? No. Let me tell you then. That's wicked. What we are to do is show up and say, Lord, hear my. Send me. What would you have to do? And if you would be honest with yourself, you know that that's Christ's requirement. You know that. That's not my. That's what God requires. That we present our bodies a living sacrifice. Huh? Holy and acceptable. acceptable unto God, which is just our reasonable service. And we deceive ourselves when we think somebody else is the problem.
Oh yeah,
I'd show up and do my duty, but they talk too much, or they sing too loud, or you know. Come on. Bullseye, huh?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. My pastor, we're going to do this. I know that. What can I say?
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. You ain't going to make me. I can't do that.
No.
I can't make you change.
No.
We should desire change.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Because that's Christ's purpose, is to conform us.
Yeah.
Huh?
Sure.
Not that we continue to walk after the flesh.
Yeah.
That we walk in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Make our calling and election sure. We are sons of God. And as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Not them that obey the flesh and walk in the flesh. Huh? Well, Pastor, you know, if you just pick yourself up and get back in the race. Don't let the devil keep his knee on your neck all day long. So get up on me, Satan. Get on my back. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. I'm falling, but I can get up. Thank you, Lord. Well, Pastor, I thought you said Jesus was coming. I'm saying the same thing still. Hallelujah. But we cannot bite and devour one another, despise other men, and trust in our own righteousness.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
You know what despising is, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you judge the other fellow a little bit lower. See? You know, I don't have to listen to Timothy. I don't have to acknowledge Brother Spencer. We are to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's Christ-like.
That's right. Amen.
This is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
Hallelujah.
Concerning us.
Hallelujah.
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 So you know we have an altar. We if we can ask God to help us find a place of repentance. Huh? That's God's love, huh? We don't want to hear this and not do it. That's hardening yourself. You know that? That's hardening yourself. I know we've done it. That's why we're in the state, some of us. I've said this so many times I can't count them. You know, every time I see it, I reprove it.
All right. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
It's not all.
No.
There are some here, brother, that are very willing. And whenever you call them, they're there to help you. Yes, they are. And they bless my soul. But we're not all like that. Huh? We're not all there. Some people are still serving themselves rather than the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not thankworthy that we love our children.
Amen.
You may think so, but it ain't.
Amen.
Yeah, the heathen love their children.
That's right.
It's not thankworthy that you love your grandchildren.
Amen.
You may think so, but the heathen love their grandchildren.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
I'm telling you the truth.
Yes.
You say, well, I'm so saint, so holy and whatever, because I love my children. Really?
Yeah.
Hmm?
Amen.
Heathen love their children, brother.
Right.
Right.
That's
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But we are called to lay down our lives for the brother.
That's right.
And we don't deal as nicely with our brethren as we do with our children.
Amen.
That's wicked. That's wicked, brother.
Yeah,
it is. All pastor, no, that's wicked. There's nowhere where we're called to lay down our lives for the children.
No.
We are called to lay down our life,
but
for the brother.
Yeah.
And when we esteem our children and whatever above the brethren, that's wicked.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say.
Yeah.
That's wicked.
Amen.
You can quote me.
That's true. Glory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy mind, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Isaiah and Malachi, Joel and Micah. Yeah, all the prophets. Brother Stair, yeah, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Hallelujah. Let us stand, saints. Let us stand. We are saints of the Most High God. Soldiers in the army. We are soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Oh, Lord, we have to fight. We got to hold up the bloodstained banner. We have to hold it up until we die. We are soldiers. Calling us to be soldiers. We would endure hardness as good soldiers. We would be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Yes, that we would not be entangled with the affairs of this life. We would please him who had chosen us to be soldiers. We would be valiant for the fight, Lord. Taking unto us the armor of God, employing the weapons that are mighty through God. Let the word take root in our hearts, O God. Let it bring forth fruit unto righteousness for thy glory. Grant the place of repentance. I need it, Lord. O God, grant the place of repentance. In the name of Jesus, the state of contentment, Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Thanksgiving for all things, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Maranatha. The Lord is coming. Go in peace.
You're listening to the international broadcast, The Overcomer, and this is the voice of the last day prophet of God. From Walterboro, South Carolina, we bring you the message and the proclamation of the soon return of the Lord Jesus Christ.